in my house, my 15-year-old daughter, big fan of the Food Network, and she will be so envious. I know Amanda's doing the point to herself like Blake Shelton over there. Chef Justin Warner, Season 8 winner of Food Network Star. First and foremost, Chef, congratulations and welcome.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you on here. So you won the 8th season of Food Network Star. And so what aside from tons of pressure, what do you have to go through to win that? Because you seem to be the atypical chef, have done it on your own type chef.
Yeah. Mostly you just have to be cunning. You have to kind of face the challenges and just try and figure out what the answer is and try and give the most articulate and focused answer as possible, you know?
Having said that, presentation not only of the food itself and taste, but when you want to be the Food Network star, you have to have charisma, if you will.
Charisma, indeed.
So, is this a natural energy being brought across for you? Is this something that, you know, you just look, go, wow, did I really do that?
Yeah, kind of. I get in the zone. It's very simple. They say, hey, you're on, and then boom, you're on, and that's it. I just, it's like a switch that gets hit, and it all starts making sense.
Now, some of the things that, what are some of the recipes that you did on Food Network Star? Amanda's screaming at me, knows everything about you, which will be, we'll talk to Amanda in a second, but what are some of the things that propelled you to be the winner of Season 8?
Well, I'll tell you, I did this really wacky recipe for beef stroganoff, where I did it half uncooked, and I made it look like a fancy handbag. It's a long story, but that sort of that creativity and outside the boxedness is very eye catching and appealing.
How much stock do you put in the if it looks good on the plate, it automatically tastes good?
I don't put actually a ton of stock in that because there are a lot of things that I think are not so much visually appealing that are also totally delicious. Like casseroles or hot dishes, that sort of thing. I don't know. Sometimes I look at those and I'm like, looks eh. But then you dive in and it's, whoa, I love this. So I don't know. I think you should make things look as good as possible. But then again, there's something about rusticity that's very comforting and homey and, appeals to all the fuzzy parts.
Now, here's one question I have, speaking with Chef Justin Warner, Season 8 winner of the Food Network Star. How do you make goulash sexy?
Don't call it goulash, first off.
Fair enough.
Just something else to say,
That the word just invokes fear in me every time I hear it, and it tastes okay. But let's talk about wild game real quick. I'm very big into wild game here in Michigan. I had the opportunity last year to draw a Michigan elk tag. Wild game, very difficult for some because of the minerals and the natural appeal of wild game. Many have the tendency to overcook, bringing all of the mineral to the forefront, making it taste like liver. People won't eat venison. They won't eat wild game. It tastes gamey. Explain, if you will, why that is to those who don't really understand.
Yeah, well, it's pretty simple, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but, the majority of the animals that we eat are fed a very constant, steady diet. Animals in the wild are eating whatever they find. And oftentimes it's like weird stuff, nuts or whatnot. But if you think about it, for example, like if you see clover honey, well, that's because the bees were getting all of their stuff from clover. So when you have animals in the wild, it imparts that gaminess, which I think is a delicious, lovely flavor, just comes from all the wacky things that they eat. And so, yeah, I totally discourage the overcooking of it. As a matter of fact, I'm really into, I just did some venison myself. And I did it sous vide, which is like a very interesting vacuum-sealed slow cooking method. And it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever had. And it was so, it was hearty but elegant,
Excellent. Amanda Wall, of course, followed you very closely, maybe almost stalkerish.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
On Season 8. But she's got questions for you, Chef.
Sure, fire.
Well, I just think, you were talking about charisma earlier. He had it from the start. Justin was one of those guys that at the very beginning caught your attention and you wanted him to win. So you watched every single week to see, if he was going to make it through. And, we're up early in the morning And I'm always trying to find things that I can eat that are going to give me energy to go throughout the day. So yeah. Do you have any recipes or anything, you know, we can grab on the go and eat that's going to kind of help us get through the day?
Yeah, for sure. Lately, I've been super into chia seeds. They're pretty fun. They're called the runner's food, and the Aztecs, who are very hardworking people, were really big into them. I like to sprinkle those all over the place in something as simple as like a PB&J, which peanut butter has a lot of protein in it and whatnot. Chia seeds are pretty remarkable, and if you can't find them in your local stores, you can get them like bulk on the internet. I mentioned earlier honey. I'm really into honey. I think that on like a grilled cheese is a pretty unique combination. And honey is like a natural sugar. So you're letting the bees do all the work for you. Let's see, for like breakfast, I'm into crab cakes. You know, you can make a bunch of crab cakes and freeze them and just hit them in a quick pan, crack an egg on top of that. Then you get like a lot of like lean, mean protein, you know, to keep you going.
We are speaking with Chef Justin Warner, Season 8 winner of Food Network Star. Now, a really cool Michigan company, one that is really blowing up across the world because we are short on time and coffee not quite doing it. 5-Hour Energy, based out of Novi, Michigan, is looking for recipes. And there's a contest for recipes to help, you know, make yummify, if you will, their energy shots. What's going on with this? Because that seems pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So working with 5-Hour Energy is a really fun thing. I'm into all things yummy. And we kind of found out that folks were mixing the 5-Hour Energy shots with their favorite beverages and coming up with their own unique combinations. And so pretty cool stuff. You could win your share of $100,000. All you have to do is shoot a quick little video of your favorite 5-Hour Energy combination. And it'll be pretty neat. We'll judge on the creativity and the taste of the drink, and should be a blast.
Are there different sections? Like, is there a cocktail section?
No.
Is there a? Hey, I'm just curious. I bartend. Well, and people are always asking for their favorite liqueur.
I think for this contest, we'll probably make mocktails, just because I don't necessarily want to promote people, having a ton of fun with alcohol. But at the same time. These videos will be shown all over the internet. And I think, and this is just me, I think it's actually a lot more fun to try and make, like, a mocktail, that sort of thing. Because, you know, you're using, like, all of your creative senses, not relying on the stuff that's in a bottle and obviously tastes good.
All right, Chef Justin Warner, we appreciate you joining us here. I'm going to look at a 5-Hour chutney I'm thinking about now.
Hey, sounds great. Yeah, and make sure that you go to the number 5-Hour. Yummification.com if you want to enter.
All right. Thank you so much. 5-HourYummification.com. Michigan company, 5-Hour Energy, Chef Justin Warner, Season 8 winner of Food Network Star.